We turn the clocks back an hour, 2 a.m. Sunday officially, and twice a year, you know, I'm messed up. I always talk about this, and every year we have one of the world's foremost authorities on daylight saving time, Dr. David Perot, with us. Doctor, good to be with you again. By the way, what happened to all the talk about abolishing daylight saving time and not going through these time changes?
It's sitting in the Congress. They haven't decided what to do. In this last spring, the Senate passed a bill to have year-round daylight saving time without much analysis or debate. And it went to the House, and the House started looking into it, and they found it wasn't such a simple decision after all. And so far, they haven't done anything on it. It looks like they're not going to do anything this year anyway.
Where do you stand on that?
I think that the current system, with all its flaws, is about the best we can do. We get the benefits of daylight saving time for most of the year, spring, summer, and fall, and yet we don't have very dark mornings in the winter, which you would have if you had daylight saving time all year round. You'd have, for example, the sunrise in Chicago would be about 8:30, and so most people would be getting up in the dark and going to work in the dark and sending their kids to school in the dark. And the same thing around the country. Some cities be 9 o'clock or later, the sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
So to avoid that, we have standard time in the winter and daylight for 4 months and daylight saving time for 8 months, spring, summer, and fall. And I think with all the problems that incur, that's still the best that we can do.
Hey, give us the quick lesson on how light, how our bodies adjust to light. And even on a cloudy day like this one here, natural light is many times stronger than artificial light, isn't it? So it's a crucial driver of our body clock, isn't it?
Right. Now, and the experts seem to say that the light in the morning is more important than the light in the evening. You want to get up and you want the sun to be up fairly soon after you get up, so that starts your day right. If it gets delayed, so if you had daylight saving time in the winter and you had sunrise at 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning, it delays everybody's circadian cycle. So it's better, from what they tell me, to have the sunrise early. In the spring, summer, and fall, it doesn't matter. The daylight saving time moves the sunrise maybe from 4:30 to 5:30, but that doesn't affect most people. But in the winter, when it moves the sunrise to 8:30 or 9, it affects a lot of people, and that's why we have the current system.
So come Monday morning, is it going to be easier to wake up? It should be for us, right?
Well, if one thing, you get an extra hour of sleep, which never hurts, I suppose. Yes, it should be, right. It should be, if you're getting up now in the dark, and of course it would be a lot darker if you didn't change anything and waited until January. But now you'd be getting up in the daylight, and that should make it a lot easier to get up.
Yeah, what about falling asleep at night?
So you can't. Unfortunately, there's only a certain amount of daylight in a day, and we haven't figured out a way to extend that. So if you want to have more light in the morning, you do have less light in the late afternoon. But of course, in the winter, the sun is always going to be set before you go to sleep. In any case,
have you given more thought to my plan that I mention to you every year, that we should move the clock back an hour every weekend so we get an extra hour every weekend? Just do it 52 weeks a year.
Well, I think that would cause lots of fun on the weekends, but it'd be a lot of disruption, especially with things like airline schedules and anything that's scheduled. It would cause a lot of problems, but it would have the benefit of having very nice weekends.
Yeah. Well, my problem really is that it takes a long time for me to readjust. People say, well, after a day or two, you're back to normal, but not me. I have such a finely tuned circadian clock that it takes me a long time to get back into the swing of things.
One thing I'm proposing is that they have a before the clock changes, they have a public service announcements maybe a week or so in advance telling people that the clock change is coming, and maybe you better start moving in the direction of the clock change. Maybe get up a little bit earlier or later, depending on if it's spring or fall.
Yeah.
You know, a few, maybe 15 minutes early, or a couple of days in advance. And so you do it in several steps rather than one big step of an hour.
Yeah, great idea. I'm going to move the clock back like maybe 15 minutes tonight before I go to bed, then, you know, 15 more minutes the next day and so on. How about that?
The original proposal for daylight saving time was to do something like that, but to have the clock move up 20 minutes every week or something like that. But it just kind of didn't come out to be practical for things like scheduling things like railroads and things like that, so they couldn't do it. But an individual person could certainly do that.
Dr. David Perot, you know, I could talk to you all day about this. It's the book, by the way, is Seize the Daylight, the Curious and Contentious Story of Daylight Saving Time, from Dr. David Perot. Always good to talk to you, doctor. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Bob.
My pleasure. I'm going to move the clocks right now. In fact, I'll move them back. It's actually 2 minutes before nine. I'm going to make it 5 minutes before nine right now. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock news will be on regardless from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.